This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
I think it bears repeating. Do you think it is important for the American people to believe that Supreme Court justices are independent and fair and impartial? And that is a yes or no answer, please.
Yes, Senator Harris. Yes.
A number of my colleagues have asked you today whether you would recuse yourself from cases on the Affordable Care Act. You did not directly answer their questions, and instead you described a process by which that would work or happen. And so my question is, isn't it true that at the end of that process, regardless of that process, that it would be you who ultimately would make the decision about whether or not you would recuse yourself?
That is true, and I can't have you elicit a commitment from me about how I would make that decision in advance. That would be wrong.
Right, and what I've asked you is that is it not correct that that is the process, that ultimately it would be you and you alone that would make the decision about whether you would be recused? You've already opined on the constitutionality of the Affordable Care Act, and that position satisfied the president's promise to only nominate judges who would tear down the Affordable Care Act, and Senate Republicans rushed this process so that you could rule on this very case. The reasonable question about your impartiality will undoubtedly hang over this court's ultimate decision in the Affordable Care Act case if you refuse to recuse yourself. I strongly believe that.
All right, so that was a little bit of the grilling of Amy Coney Barrett. And, of course, doing the grilling was Kamala Harris, who is the VP candidate for the Democrats. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, Supreme Court moves forward with what they have going on in their hallowed halls, while across the street, a potential Supreme Court justice has to weather the storm of the nomination process and the Senate Judiciary Committee. I mean, listen, this is show and tell hell, I suppose, but it's nothing, as I've said many times, and all of you know, it is nothing like what we saw the last time around. And ultimately, it comes down to numbers, and the numbers are there. So while that was going on, some of the tweeting was happening from the president, who praised how she was handling what the process was bearing. While that happened, while the president was campaigning and returned to the campaign trail, of course, at the beginning of the week, and had jumped out to a big crowd in Sanford, Florida, after recovering from the bout of COVID-19. He was in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, which, of course, is the big battleground state, and maneuvering there and doing what he's done at these rallies, try to get a lot of the base invited and others to participate. And again, all this was happening while you had the Senate Judiciary Committee doing their thing with ACB and the confirmation hearings. But I can't see how anything different will come out of the hearings for this justice position. It is a lifetime appointment. The Democrats are arguing that it's outrageous, that there should have been time because of Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death and ultimately the election, which is roaring up upon us like a freight train. But that's old news, and it's news that's not going to wash unless somehow, some way, some Republicans were to jump off of the idea of Amy Coney Barrett being the next justice. The judge will move up to the Supreme Court, and whoever wins the election, that is going to be their supreme, round out the Supreme Court, because, again, it's a lifetime appointment. Once confirmed, that's it, and they are on. They're on the bench, and again, it's for life. So it's interesting because the Supreme Court had a very big day. The Supreme Court halted the 2020 census, at least for now. So they stopped the once-a-decade headcount of every U.S. resident from continuing through the end of October. President Trump's administration had asked the high court to suspend a district court's order permitting the 2020 census to continue through the end of the month. The administration said, listen, the headcount needed to end so that the U.S. Census Bureau had enough time to crunch the numbers before a congressionally mandated year-end deadline for turning in figures used for deciding how many congressional seats each state gets. And we're on top of the election, so what would happen if they had missed that? You know, there was a coalition of local governments and civil rights groups that sued the administration, arguing that minorities and others in the hard-to-count communities would be missed if the count ended early. So this is the thing. Once again, people, this is why. How many pieces of mail did you get about the census? How many? How many phone calls, how many texts, how many knocks on the door? I can't tell you how many I got. I mean, I did it. I did the census. But even in my community, there were big signs about this matters to us. This matters that you take part in this so we are accurately counted. It means dollars. And the Census Bureau said it had counted 99.9% of the households in the U.S. during the 2020 census. But even the Bureau's own census takers and partners are raising questions about the quality of the data gathered for this once-a-decade headcount. And why is that? Quality control procedures had problems, pending lawsuits, a shortened schedule, running into COVID, of course. And the report was written by task force members made up of three former Census Bureau directors, a former deputy director, a former chief scientist, and a former chief demographer at the Bureau. So it's a whole enumeration process. But that's why the push for get counted, do this, you know, the constant push and money that's spent on telling people to be a part of the census. Because of the data and the quality of it. What does the quality look like? And if it's unclear and conflicting, that's no good. You know, the census, like I said, determines how $1.5 trillion in federal spending is distributed. So if people ignore the census, then you rip off your neighbors, basically. That's what happens. So, like I mentioned, the door knocking, the mail, the phone, online, all of that. All of that. But there's always questions as to who's knocking at the door, who's calling us. And it's worrisome because if there's not quality and there's not accuracy, what do we do moving forward? It does ultimately get buried, and the Supreme Court halted it, so for now, it doesn't matter. That wasn't on your mind. There were other things on your mind when it comes to the election and the lopsided NFL game. I actually got a funny email about that. So we're heading to the mailbag. That's on the flip side.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances.
Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's dig in the mail bag. Dig in the mail bag.
Yeah, it does feel like that. I know that I probably say that too often, but doesn't it sometimes feel like that? Like you're just, the words can't come out. I see that with a lot of people. I think it is the COVID weariness, which is just that weariness. So Jane says, "Hey, Kate Delaney, I don't know how you do it. It seems like every time I turn around, I see you somewhere. So bravo on that and trying to crush and make it in the boys' club, because that's what it looks like to me." I have a thought on that. And the other part of this is, in looking at coronavirus, thanks for always updating us on the numbers. As you know, the numbers can get wonky, so I appreciate you saying that, too. We're hearing about more outbreaks in Europe and more lockdown situations there, and I fear for many of us in the United States. It is such an invisible SOB, as you call it. It is sometimes easy to forget that this really is something you can't mess with. And if you just do a few simple things, you have a much better chance to still be active and not risk anybody's life around you. Yeah, well, yeah, you're echoing what I say. Absolutely. You got to mask up. I'll tell you a story today. I'll just peel back a layer for you real quick. I got up today. I had to take a family member to the airport crazy early, like 6 in the morning. Did that. Boom, had a couple of quick winks, then jumped on some of the things that I do working on the show. Went through the day where it was just kind of one of those days where you just never kind of look up. And then had to figure out what's the family meal. So it was that rare thing of, okay, we're eating healthy, but guess what? We're getting pizza. So I went to go pick up the pizza. The people know me at the pizza place, and I parked. And I'm telling everyone to mask up, right? Yeah, it's not a big deal. Just put the mask on, boom, go in and out. And sure enough, I was so sort of tired and out of it, I jump out of the car like it's any normal day. And I almost go in and I realize, oh, I don't have my mask. No biggie. I turn around, grab it out of the car. No one was around me. I put it on, boom. So, yeah, a couple of things. Masking, social distancing, and not being unaware of your surroundings. The more I think people do it, it seems like this is what works for most people. So on that note, 218,000 people dead from the virus in the United States. That's out of 7.89 million cases worldwide, because we have so many friends in New Zealand, Australia, the UK, Spain, France, etc., Brazil. 1.8 million deaths, 26.4 million recovered, and 38 million total cases worldwide. So now you're up to date on that aspect of COVID. I mean, the race for a cure, a virus cure, is happening, but the FDA is faulting some things like quality control at the Lilly plant. They make the drug. So the real reality is there's complications. And maybe this is why when so many people in certain polls are asked about taking the vaccine, they say nope. Because if it's not safe, you don't want to take the vaccine. I get it. And then there's just some people that I don't care what you tell them the vaccine is, they're just not going to take it. They're anti-vaxxers, period. End of story. It does not matter. So we are in a strange time. People hoping that normality will rise again, but I think you have to kind of adjust the way that you look at the world. That's exactly what he said. He says, hello, Ms. Delaney. I listen to the show. I've been listening for 5 months. A friend of mine told me about your offerings, and I find you entertaining, funny, a little bit of sarcastic and quippy. And I like the fact that you don't smash us over the head with the same thing over and over again. One of my cousins put you up to that nice email. Anyway, going on to say, there is no new normal. There is no normal. I think that word should be totally taken out of the lexicon, just like the word pivot. I'm sick of people using the word pivot. Oh, I hate that word too. I just avoid it. There's no pivot. No. Pivot is just, we don't want to hear about pivoting. Just pivot. No, don't say that word. Replace it with something else. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, right? Everybody wants to be optimistic. You want to be optimistic. But social distancing, face masks, probably through next summer. But what does that mean? It means that if more people do it and you still can see people, you can still social distance, you have your three friends come over in the backyard, you set up the chairs, they're far enough apart, for goodness sake, you can still do that, right? There's a lot of things you can still do, and I think that's key. Avoid being in some crowded, dumpy bar that used to be fun, but it's not so fun now. You can drink a scotch at home. I mean, period. And this is like England. This is what they're saying. Oxford's vaccine trial team is saying, because same thing, everybody's worried about the trials and finishing them up and all that stuff. And they're saying you have to obey these stricter rules because we want the test to be successful. And when can the frontline workers be the ones who get the vaccine so then it's tested in other settings? So the sooner people do that, do the distancing, the masks when they have to, all that kind of stuff, the better position we'll all be in. It's very strange, isn't it, though? You're totally relying on people you know and strangers at the same time. So the end of the story that I was telling how I forgot my mask, but I didn't walk into the place, the food place where I was picking up this pizza where they know me. I immediately, poof, turned around, got the mask. And the guys that I know that were in there, they said, oh, thank you for doing that. Thank you for going back. Thank you for getting it. Because they saw me through the window do it, right? It's easy to forget. It's easy to forget because we're weary of all of it. I have this one from Tom who says, Kate, I don't get what we're seeing with these polls. In some polls, we're seeing, all the battleground states, they're what's important, they're in play, and Biden might be a little bit ahead, but it's not a guarantee. And then there's this thing, and you talked about it, about lawyers getting ready, because probably there won't be a clear-cut winner on election night. And I'm with you. Where are we living that after all these years, the greatest country in the face of the earth, and we can't somehow get this voting process correct, that we have to constantly have the questions about votes? It's not even a Trump thing anymore. It's not even about that. Yeah, you could throw that out there with the mail-in ballots, but it seems like every presidential election cycle, something is being discussed that you don't understand. I mean, think back to the Bush years, and I'm talking junior. How does that happen with Al Gore? How does it end up with the Supreme Court? How do they have a thing called hanging chads? Let's hope somehow it's a better process than the way it's shaping up to be. Nothing to add to that. Absolutely. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous that we can't get it right. Election commission, knock, knock. Come on. Somehow, some way, money's being spent on this. I get it. Lots of precincts. Really tough to be 100% tight, sealed. But work on it. Work on it, work on it, work on it. Maybe at some point in our lifetimes, it'll be that. What I do have a great hope for is that people are exercising their right, because we're seeing incredible numbers with early voting. I mean, numbers we haven't seen before, which is good, because, you know, somebody can say that they know the way the early voting is going, like, oh, that must be leaning toward the Democrats, but not necessarily. So to me, to see so many people decide they're going to vote early and they're going to avoid the train wreck that we know is coming, good for you. When you have over 10 million people who have already voted, you got to be kidding me. Bravo to all of you. Wear that sticker, I voted proudly. All right, a little odds and ends coming up on the flip side.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. Senate confirmation hearings for Judge Amy Barrett continued Tuesday. Pressed for her thoughts if there is a dispute with the 2020 election.
See, I certainly hope that all members of the committee have more confidence in my integrity than to think that I would allow myself to be used as a pawn to decide this election for the American people. I have not committed to anyone or so much as signaled. I've never even written. I've been in a couple of opinions in the Seventh Circuit that have been around the edges of election law. But I haven't even written anything that I would think anybody could reasonably say, oh, this is how she might resolve an election dispute.
Former Education Secretary Bill Bennett.
The Democrats kept holding up these pictures of these people in terrible circumstances, sick people, people in bad shape, and saying, what would you do about that? But the question isn't whether the government or the court will do anything about that. The question before the court is whether the legislative remedies that are put forward to help these people are constitutional. It's a different set of questions.
USA Radio News. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is overturned by the Supreme Court Tuesday. The ruling is allowing the government to stop the census count immediately, blocking a lower court order that would have required the census to continue gathering information in the field until the end of October. The Census Bureau said it wanted to stop the count so that it could start processing the data to meet a December 31st deadline for reporting the results to the president. But the Ninth U.S. District Court of Appeals ordered the government to keep going. Well, that's been overturned by the highest court in the land. The Bureau said in a statement, as of today, well over 99.9% of household units have been accounted for in the 2020 census. A special COVID-delayed NFL game took place in Nashville Tuesday night as the Tennessee Titans beat the Buffalo Bills. The final score was 42-16. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25-50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I like to call here on the show Odds and Ends, because boy, there sure are a lot of strange things happening. We know that. Look around. And in Odds and Ends, you know, sometimes it's just something that's strange and makes no sense, which could be almost anything these days, or something that just comes to an end. And some of the things that have come to an end lately, some of them are rather sad. It's been a strange year for, I mean, look, we all know, as my grandmother said, we're stamped on our forehead with our expiration date. But it's been a very strange year for the three, what I call the threes, like sort of the law of threes. One celebrity or famous person dies, and then there's two others. And you could say, well, that's just the population, and then that's what happens. But Two and a Half Men had an actress that I thought was so clever and funny, and you probably have seen her because she would pop up on all kinds of shows on cameos. And she was 77 years old, Conchita Ferrell is her name, and she's a regular cast member of five TV sitcom series. She played Berta the housekeeper for all 12 seasons for 2.5 men. Yeah, how about that? She's born in West Virginia, for all the people listening to us in fabulous West Virginia. So sad news. I mean, she was kind of a belly laugh comedic actress. That's what I'm going to say. And she certainly had straighter roles where that wasn't what she did. But so often she was the straight person, or she was the zinger, and she was in so many. Like, I was looking at her bio today, and so many shows you would recognize her from. I can't even go through all of them. She won a bunch of Emmys for 2.5 Men. She was nominated for a couple of them, but she just was super, super talented, I guess. And she never—I don't think she ever won an Emmy, but she was nominated for a bunch of them. She just was clever. She won other awards, though, Drama Desk, etc., all that. And one of the latest things she was in Grace and Frankie. She was in one of the episodes there. She was in 5 episodes of The Ranch. She did a couple of TV movies, and wow. When I looked at it, I thought, that is a career. I mean, a career that goes back to the 70s from The Rockford Files. Remember that show? That's a great thing to catch on TV land. And even, I think, her first show or episode, I guess I'll call it, she was in the show Maude for one of those episodes. But anyway, rip to her. 3 children she leaves behind. And again, a lot of material that you may see as you're flipping around. And she is the punchline so often. And she was a very, very funny woman. Let's put it that way. All right. Moving on in odds and ends. How about the fact that we look at Black Friday plans? Are you thinking about the holidays? Does being in this strange pandemic bubble world, we wish it was a bubble world, in this strange time that we're living in, are you thinking holidays? Oh, can't wait for Thanksgiving. Can't wait for Christmas. Can't wait for Hanukkah. Can't wait for any of them, Kwanzaa, you name it. Can't wait for Halloween when you're not really supposed to give out candy. So Walmart is revamping their Black Friday sale. They're offering their shoppers 3 chances to get what they call the best prices of the season. Yeah. And they're spreading it out. How smart, because they want the moolah. They're starting out in November, and they're calling them Black Friday deals. And this is what's going to happen, because Jeff Bezos is the king of the world. With Amazon, everybody, you know, clicks a couple of moments on your iPad or your phone or whatever. You click through and you pick what you want, and then it gets delivered 2 days or a day later. And Amazon has their Prime Days. So that's where the focus is going to be. Anybody who wants people to come into stores, they got to do whatever they can to get them into stores with these Black Friday sales prematurely, or a month of sales, or whatever they're going to call it. Because how do you drag people, with the pandemic, how do you get people mask up, come out, that whole thing, when there's so much do not touch, do not get close, all of that that's being talked about, right? Of course. We go from Black Friday deals to the president wanting to hold the town hall on Thursday. And what am I talking about? The president wants to hold his own town hall meeting this Thursday in place of a second presidential debate, which was scrapped because he wouldn't agree to a virtual debate against Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. So Vice President Mike Pence hinted to the event on Tuesday. He let the cat out of the bag. He did an appearance on Sirius XM radio, and he said the American people deserve to see both candidates squared off, and the president made it clear he was ready to debate this week. But I think there's plans underway for us to have a similar public town hall event on Thursday, and I think even Joe Biden is doing the same, but how much better would it be if they were on the same stage taking tough questions from the people? But the Commission on Presidential Debates, as we all know, canceled the debate. They shifted the debate to a virtual format because of the president's COVID-19 illness. But before the commission canceled the debate, Biden preemptively moved to hold his own town hall. I mean, so there you go. That's what it's going to be. Two separate town halls with specific questions geared to each. Well, I say specific, with people asking questions of just that candidate. The president wanting to be reelected and Biden wanting to take his office. So fair or foul? What do you say? You can weigh in, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. I say fair. They're both going to do it. And so whatever they get out of that, that's what will happen. Right? I mean, you know, they're each going to pull from their, they're not squaring off against each other, but they're each going to pull from, I think, their own base. I guess that's it, right? How many football teams does it take to get COVID before somebody wakes up? The University of Florida football team suspended all team-related activities on Tuesday afternoon. Why? Because people tested positive. Several players were positive for the novel coronavirus. That's according to their athletic director. So I love this phrase. This is another one. Throw it out of the lexicon. Out of an abundance of caution, we're going to pivot on team activities. No, they didn't say pivot, but they did say out of an abundance of caution, team activities were paused because of too many COVID tests, the positive tests, the novel coronavirus. So that's it. Florida's set to host a game against defending national champions Louisiana State University on Saturday. The kickoff had been moved from 3:30 to 4 o'clock Eastern to accommodate television. If the game's postponed, it would likely, they say, be scheduled for December 12th. And that's just a couple of days, 3 days or so, after the Gators coach Dan Mullen said following the 41-38 loss to Texas A&M in Texas, he would like to see Florida's Ben Hill Griffin Stadium, nicknamed the Swamp, filled with 90,000 spectators. Can you imagine? Talk about a large Petri dish. And again, it would go to, well, you have to mask up and distance, but you'd have to trust a lot of people to be doing that. Wouldn't it be great if you could? But I doubt it. I doubt it. The Supreme Court, I already mentioned this, halting the census for now, has gotten a lot of reaction because of where the funds will go and how do you figure all that out. But it's a pause, people. It's a pause. No need for complete panic. Yes, it'd be easier if everything was equitable and it just went through and there was none of this debate. But fine, if there's going to be a debate over something, have it be over that. Now let's move on to the stimulus. Where, oh, where is the stimulus? This is something that can be done to help a lot of people who are struggling. Let's get those second checks out. There's Americans on the financial brink, and if they get those checks, it might seem like, well, that's not a lot of money. It's a lot of money to a lot of people. Final seg coming up next, and it's our mic drop moment.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will.
Of this hour. Thanks for listening, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you are safe and doing well in your little corner of the world. You can always reach out and touch me, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Perhaps you have a special pumpkin recipe that you want to send me. Pumpkin everything. I went to the store the other day and there was pumpkin spaghetti. I'm sorry, I don't know about the whole pumpkin spaghetti thing. And there were some other things that were a little bit strange. But I happened to catch this from a writer in Arizona who did the Arizona Republic, Lauren Saria. So, you know, we have a lot of people listening in Arizona, and a big high five to all of them on KVOI and some other stations as well. But looking at pumpkin and how popular it is this one time of year, there was the quest, and she tackled it, to ranking the best pumpkin coffee drinks from the worst to the best. So the worst on the list is the pumpkin cold brew at Dunkin'. Oh, I like my Dunkin' Donuts. Reminds me of New York. Will you get a cup of Joe Kate at Dunkin's for me? Pumpkin spice lovers don't love Dunkin's as much as some of the others. Of course, they have it, hot or iced coffee, all of that whole stuff, and that whole thing. If you go on the website, you'll see it. It's more affordable, I think, than others. There's a place called Caramel Pumpkin Brulee Cold Brew at Dutch Brothers. They have incredibly friendly staff, and they start the brulee in August, so it makes the list, but it doesn't really live up to its billing, at least in this article anyway. So you can get the coffee there, but it leaves, I suppose, what she's saying is an aftertaste of the syrup. Oh, that wouldn't be enjoyable because it's sickening sweet. So that's not good. All right, four on the list, Caramel Pumpkin Brulee Brev at Dutch Brothers. So they have a couple of offerings are getting slammed for, or getting slammed as not as good. It says they underpromise. You want to underpromise and overdeliver, but I guess they do the opposite of that. Ooh, that's not good. How about the pumpkin cream cold brew at Starbucks? This is number three. Good option, but it doesn't have that great punch. It's creamy, all those things, but it's more about looks than taste. So the number two was pumpkin spice latte at Dunkin'. I mean, like, you're limited to a couple of coffee places. So they do it, and they pop it out in August, too. But there's no toppings, doesn't have a pumpkin-y flavor enough, and the writer called it boring and, at worst, inoffensive at best. Oh, that's mean. Slamming my Dunkin' Donuts. All right, drum roll, please. Number one on the list is pumpkin spice latte at Starbucks. Yes. Yes, it might not wow you, like incredibly wow you, but it delivers on being creamy, pumpkin-y, and it's hot. Sometimes you get this bloody coffee and it's not hot enough. And it is a fan favorite. People want it. They go. They're seeking it out. If you're a hardcore Starbucks fan, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And obviously, there's still so many people that are hardcore. Anytime I drive by some, I see people there. It doesn't seem like it's shutting down anytime soon. And it was so popular, and it's such a smart marketing ploy, that you had one on one corner, one on the other, across the street. Oh, look, if this Starbucks is crowded, let's go to the other one. So they're happy. The espresso steamed milk, I think, makes the very, very big difference in that beverage. Congratulations, Katie with the crown, and that would be Starbucks. All right, just to recap what we hit at the beginning of the show, if you just tuned in and you're hearing me talk about pumpkin latte and saying, oh, whatever with the pumpkin latte. Day two of Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court hearing. It is going well for Republicans. I would say it is going very, very well. Because the way she's answering, the way she's leading into the questions, all of that. So she gets high marks. She gets high marks, I suppose, for framing herself as a more open-minded person than her critics paint her out to be. She's saying that's baloney. And then she insists that she's not hostile at the hearings, the Senate Judicial Committee hearings. She's insisted she wasn't hostile to the ACA, which is, of course, the Affordable Care Act. The Trump administration is urging the Supreme Court to strike down entirely the whole thing in the next few months. She says no one at the White House asked how she would decide and that the court should not be politicized. There's going to be a debate, it's looking like. That's the way it rolls. That's the way it rolls. And then what you also have happening is you've got the president who is campaigning and on the road, and you have the I want to be presidential candidate. Well, he is the presidential candidate on the Democratic side out there as well, looming, and especially in the battleground states, because that's where so much of the meat and the possibilities are. And in both younger, I think younger people and older people, too, by the way. So in a nutshell, Amy Coney Barrett, like clockwork, count on it. She gets confirmed, speedy, she's in, that's it. It's a lifetime appointment. The Republicans are not going to back off of this. Why would they? It's to their advantage to move forward, to go through this process. Because it benefits, it would benefit them, right? So there were some tough curveballs, but nothing that she could not handle. Because that's key, being able to do that. Early voting, it's interesting. It's going to stop the need, I think, for some poll workers. Because now the question is, with all these early votes, who is it going to help? And more than 11 million people have already voted, which, by the way, is according to the University of Florida elections expert, Michael McDonald. So if it shows competitive in polls, that's one thing. But now we actually have some data on those who are voting early and trying to avoid technical glitches and problems, but there has been. There's been glitches and delays and social distancing requirements meant fewer voting machines could be fit into polling locations. So the state has, like Georgia, people waiting in long, long lines so that they can have a shot at voting. And we are now so close, 20 plus days until this officially the presidential election. Wow. Where does the time go? I have no idea. The band's playing. I'm going to tiptoe back behind the curtain while I'm leaving the stage. Big shout out to Alex, the technical wizard for this show. Great job as always, my friend. And to all of you, make it count, everybody.
Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.